tried, I suppose. 1 John. 1 John chapter 1. Thought that'd be a blessing to you, especially to some of our kids. So they can't clean their room. Didn't drive a car. You have no excuses now, guys. Clean your room. No, it's more than that. That's quite the story there. Quite the story. Nothing should hold us back. Just stay busy and do all things for Christ. I heard about that a couple weeks ago, and I thought, man, this is awesome. So I made our kids watch it last night. Sometimes life tell you you can't. I believe we've been dealt a sure enough better hand than that. We've been really blessed. Just stay at it. Stay at it. The same God that made Richie that way, made us like we are, and He wants to do something with our life. And just yield ourselves to that, and to God's will. We're going to look at 1 John chapter 1, verses 6 through 10, and then we're going to read chapter 2, verses 1 through 3 together. And we're going to talk about 7 different things this evening before we go home. I know many of you are tired. You had a long weekend. I appreciate the groups that came out on Thursday and Saturday and went out visiting and soul winning, trying to reach people with the gospel. Full weekend. We had the men's retreat, so I went to that. And then we had the church this morning, nursing home ministry, and church back again, prayer meeting time. So sign language class and youth choir, church choir afterwards. Full day. But I'll tell you, a good thing to be tired in the Lord. Amen. It really is. 1 John chapter number 1, verse 6. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. And if the truth, and the truth is not in us, verse 9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar, and His word is not in us. My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. And He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Verse 3. And hereby we do know that if we know Him, that we know Him, if we keep His commandments. As I was reading this chapter and looking through it, I noticed in here, verse 6 through 10, verses 1, 2, 3 of these two chapters, 7 different ifs. 7 different ifs. 3 of them are false pretensions of men. 3 of these ifs are just, I guess, labeling us as we really are. Then there's 4 ifs that teach truths of God. Now, the first one I noticed that is a false pretense is found in verse number 6. It's concerning fellowship. Concerning fellowship. The Bible says there, if we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. There's a lot of Christians who believe they're in fellowship with God. They try to make us believe. Sometimes we try to make ourselves believe that we are in fellowship with God. That's many times in my own life has been a false presumption, a false pretense, because I know at that very same moment I was walking in darkness. I was not walking in the fellowship of God, but I tried to convince myself, tried to convince others that I was. And it says, if we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. So we've got to be careful when we say we have fellowship. We need to check up our life. I'll tell you, fellowship with God is a good thing. It really is. And spending time with Him and around the things of God and with God's people, it is a wonderful, wonderful thing, dear friend. But if I'm walking in darkness, if I am living in a sinful manner, I have no fellowship with God. If I am practicing sexual immorality and impurities, and I am doing bad business with false weights, if I am walking in darkness, I have no fellowship with God. And I have done nothing but trick myself into thinking so. But the Bible is very plain, very pointed in this portion of the passage of Scripture. The next one I noticed that was a false pretense is found in verse number 8. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. There is this growing phenomenon of belief that somehow or another, we as a human become sinless. That's a false pretense. Right here says, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. Now we should sin less and less and less as we walk with the Lord. But some, I'm in fellowship. I'm in good fellowship. I'm going to tell you something. If we're in good fellowship with God, we're going to be the same way on Sunday as we are on Monday. On Tuesday. Wednesday. Thursday. Friday. Saturday. Sunday. Fellowship. Well, you just don't know how well I have come along, and I've come from this, from point A to point B, and I have carved out all the sin that's in my life. Well, there's one there, pride. Pride's sinful. But there are people who actually are believing this. And I'll tell you, it's a danger. It is a trap unto itself, because I'm going to tell you, if you believe that you are sinless, and that there is no way that you're ever going to sin again because you've reached perfection, when it happens, you're going to be knocked out all the way out of the sack. I mean, you're just going to be done. When you wake up and say, wow, I just sinned, you're going to fall flat. There won't be no getting up. The Bible talks about in Proverbs about falling and rising yet again, doesn't it? So that's a false pretense, believing that one day I will become sinless. The third one I noticed was in first chapter 1, verse 10. And this one is concerning our past. If we say that we have not sinned, We make him a light. And his word is not in us. How many folks you know they need the Lord? But they're pretty good folks. They look back at their life and they look at past righteousness. But it's self-righteousness. It's not like what it's talking about in chapter 2, verse number 2, and he is the propitiation for our sins. It's not his righteousness, it's their righteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar. And his word is not in us. That is a very good verse that we need to grasp and get a hold of and have it in our memory and mind when we talk to people who say, I'm a good person. I'm okay. Not according to Scripture. For all of sin that comes short of the glory of God. If I say that we have not sinned, I've never sinned. Really? And we make God a liar. And that's one thing God cannot do. Of many, he cannot lie. Let all men be a liar and him true. We can't make him lie. It's a false pretense. We look at it and say, well, I have fellowship with God and our life doesn't reflect it. Doesn't reflect it at all. Well, I'm perfect. I've achieved and I've arrived and I apprehended and... Oh no, you're not sinless. You're not sinless at all. Oh, I'm a good person. I've never done anything wrong. Three ifs in a small portion of Scripture that teach us that men's thoughts and ideas of fellowship, sinlessness, and past righteousness don't equal biblical truth. Then I noticed there was four other ones. Verse 7 of chapter 1. Now these four that I've noticed, they're true teachings of God for us. Verse 7 says, but if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, the Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we walk in the light. Now, that's true fellowship. What does light do for us? It shows us, well, hey, there's some spots there. There's some areas that's just not right there. And you think about people who work with precision and it has to be exact, like this Richard Parker making these parts, and it has to be exactly, absolute right. He didn't do that in the dark. I mean, he wants light. It's got to be there so that it can be seen and can be inspected. Can you imagine Brother David, when he was developing building and things of that nature, calling out the building inspector at midnight, saying, why don't you come out here and inspect the building at night? Wouldn't do it. He wants to come look at it in the daytime and when there's light. So we know we have true fellowship when the light, we're walking in that light, and the light of God is shining in our life and shows us areas that need to be worked on and improved. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. What's the Bible say over in the Gospels? They love the darkness. Why? Deeds are what? Evil. I'll tell you something. Don't be afraid of the light of God. I know it shows sometimes some ugly areas in our life. But we need the flashlight turned on. I mean, we need the lights like at the airport. I mean, them bright things shining and showing. And listen, where there's the path of righteousness, we need it. I need to know that when I take that next step, it is a good step. It's not a snare or a trap of the devil. Well, how do I get that? Because I'm walking in the light. That's true fellowship. Not fellowship that I'm walking in darkness and doing what I want, living like I want, how I want, and I'm trying to convince other people that I'm in fellowship with God. I don't need to convince you that I'm in fellowship. I need to know that I'm in fellowship with God. Because I can convince you and still be out of fellowship with God. But I guarantee you this, if I'm walking in the light as He is in the light, and I'm around Him, I don't have to convey that to you. The light shines. You know. So true fellowship, true Bible principle right there. Get in the light. If any of you have ever had surgery, at any point, when you enter into the surgical room, there's all kind of lights. And then when he gets ready to actually work, he turns on more lights. And he pulls the lights closer. And if you're the one being operated on, you're thankful. So, hey, you sure you got enough watch there in that bulb, sir? Can you see? I want to know that you're seeing. We want to be thankful when the light of God lights up into our life and begins to show us and illuminate things. And I've noticed this about the light of God. Not only shows us those rough areas, shows us where we've done right. It lights up in there. God doesn't just point out the negative in our lives. Look, you're bad here. You're not doing this there. Look. He's wanting to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. That's His desire. So concerning fellowship, if you want it, you're going to have to get in the light. Can't be in the dark. The second of the four I've noticed in verse number 9. And this is concerning our cleansing. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I don't need to be worried about being sinless. I need to be worried about being cleansed. I need to be concerned whether or not I have confessed my sins to God, and He has cleansed my sin. And He's faithful and just to do so. Do not, dear saints of God, allow the devil to beat you left and right, up and down, for past failures that you have confessed to a holy and righteous God. Because He'll do it. He'll bring up every failure that you've ever done in your past. And this is God's answer. What sins are you talking about? I've cleansed them from all unrighteousness. He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins. How many times you've got down and got on your knees and sought the face of God for a problem or an area, or maybe you just wanted to praise His name. Well, that's good sometimes to do. Just get out and just say, thank you, Lord. I'm not here to get anything, God, right now. I just wanted to enter Your presence and tell You how wonderful You are. And as soon as you enter in there to offer praise, thanksgiving, intercession, make a request, whatever it is. How many times has it happened? Something comes up in the back of your mind. Are you really worthy to ask? Don't you remember when? Hey, consider how you acted the other day at work when you blew the fuse. And you want to come in here and talk to God? Well, yeah. Why? Because He's faithful and just to forgive us. And if I've already asked God to forgive me 2 days prior, I don't have to do it again. Because He's cleansed me. get beat up and beat down over past failures. I don't know how many here work in a job where you have to have some report written up on you. Brother Raul, what do they call that in the military? NCO?
Evaluation.
Evaluation. You got to have an evaluation. They put it in your file. And they can look back in that file and when it's time for promotion, say, well, you know, you've done a really good job the last year. So let's look and see if you are worthy. And they can go back in the file and, well, oh, look here. I remember I wrote you up 17 months ago. You had a bad attitude. So I just don't think you're ready. And they overlook you for a promotion. God's not like that. God gives us an evaluation. It's called the Holy Spirit of God. Conviction from the powerful Word of God. It says, hey, you're wrong in this area. Hey, this area you have not lined up with Scripture. Get it right. Is that what he told Cain? Cain? Do right and you'll be accepted also. Get it right, Cain. Go get you a lamb and offer a proper sacrifice like you have been taught. Cain refused. And there it is, that evaluation. Lord, I'm wrong. Forgive me. This area, that area of my life is not right. It's faithful and just to forgive us. 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 7 weeks, 9 months, 2 years, 20 years, he never brings it up.
Amen.
Never brings it up. Well, that's cleansing. That's better than Cascade, isn't it, ladies? The third one I noticed is found in 1 John chapter 2 and verse number 1. My little children, these things write I unto you that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. This one I noticed is dealing with future sin. And if any man's sin, I write unto you that ye sin not. But in the future, if you do, you have an advocate. You have an advocate. You know, sometimes what keeps us from trying to serve God with all that we have is that we might fail. You might. I guarantee you this, dear church, unless we do try, nothing will get accomplished. And yes, we may make mistakes, but we have an advocate. Yes, we may hurt someone with our actions, our attitude, our words. Not you, but sometimes a difficult thing to keep the mouth closed and engage brain before tongue starts flapping. But when that happens, and it's going to happen, we have an advocate. We have an advocate. True fellowship's being in the light. Cleansing is going to Him, and He's faithful and just to do so. Get busy for God, because when we do fail in the future, we have an advocate. Sometimes we want to get in the closet and just hide and separate ourselves and disengage. We cannot disengage, church. We got to be engaged. And we got to be out there in the midst of the hurt and the pain if we're going to make a difference in the lives of our community. The fourth one is in verse 3. And this one here, when I looked at it, it kind of reminded me of assurance. And hereby we do know that we know Him if we keep His commandments. I don't know about you, church, but it sure brings a lot of confidence in my life when the Holy Spirit of God helps me to fulfill and keep the commandments of God. That I know Him. And here's the evidence. What? That I'm keeping His commandments. Hey, they're not grievous. They're not heavy and not unattainable. But the flesh is weak. The spirit is willing. There's times, listen, that I desire to do right. He challenged us at the men's retreat. He said, I challenge you to memorize one scripture a day, one verse a day for the whole year. Preaching, think you're going to get it? I made a commitment to do. I'm not sitting out to fail. Is it a possibility that I will not get 365? Oh yeah. Great possibility. But I'll never get 365 if I don't start with number one. Well, what happens whenever day 70 comes and you fall off? Listen, if day 70 comes and I fall off, praise glory be to God. I'm worried about day 2. Because once you got down to day 70, dear friend, it's a habit. It's day 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Them early days. Verse 3, and hereby we do know that we know Him. Isn't it a wonderful thing to know the One who saved you? Can you imagine folks who have no earthly idea? You know, imagine people who think they're going to die and come back as some kind of animal. They have no idea what kind of animal. But they're going to come back an animal. Reincarnation. Maybe a flower. Oh Lord, I do know this. That one day, I'm going to return with Him with 10,000s of His saints. Well, how do you know that? Because the Bible told me so. And I believe it, dear friend. I believe it as much as John 3:16. Let me know. Assurance. It's a good thing to know something. Aren't you glad you know your way back home when you leave work? Aren't you glad you know your way back here to the house of God when you leave? A lot of folks come in through these doors and they wander off. Just lost. We're that hope, church. We've got to be friendly. We've got to reach out to them. We've got to be truthful with them. Speak the truth in love. Stand to our feet.